On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Fabe Fan, good morning.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I had a bit of we had a sea elephant event this morning.
Sea elephant?
You know the way that don't panic, but when I say the sea elephant will often roll over on its young, you know, and kill them. I didn't do that to my son.
Manatees?
No, sea elephants. Much more, much buttier. And and at some stage, my son's been quite sick, and it's cold and flu season here in Auckland, you know. And so for the last couple of nights, so the last 500 nights, it feels like he's sort of been waking me up in the middle of the night. And he didn't last night. He was in good form, but I obviously rolled over onto my phone and blissfully suffocated it. And then, lo and behold, it was late for work time. But I'm here for you.
But Kais is all good?
Kais is great. He's back in form. He's fighting fit.
Good to hear.
But what about LA? What about Hollywood?
Well, before we get on to the films coming out this week, I just want to share some really exciting news that I just read online that I feel you might be excited by too.
Oh, neat.
About a new film that's being made. Do you remember those Dolomite films? The blaxploitation films. There was The Human Tornado. It was this stand-up comic named Rudy Ray Moore, who played this kind of pimp hustler, private detective, kung fu guy. They were kind of the best ridiculous blaxploitation films of all time.
I think so.
Oh man, I was so banking on you being on board with this.
Oh no,
derailing my whole.
No. Give me some more titles.
The first one was called The Human Tornado. There's like The Human. They're basically all called Dolomite. And anyway, Google it, it's hilarious. And Eddie Murphy is starring in a biopic of Rudy Ray Moore that's being written by Scott Alexander and Larry Karaszewski, who are the guys who wrote, like, Man on the Moon, The People vs. Larry Flint, Ed Wood.
Good writers.
Big Eyes.
Yep.
And they kind of do biopics of non-traditional biopic subjects. And I'm just really excited that they're making a film about Rudy Ray Moore. I'm sure there'll be lots of BFM listeners who do know who I'm talking about and are very excited, so trust me, this is amazing news.
Hey, if you're happy, I'm happy. You know that, eh?
Thank you. So, coming out this week is an amazing-looking horror film.
Before you start, a text message just came in, and a fair call, better than Black Dynamite?
Well, Black Dynamite is a spoof of blaxploitation films.
Yeah.
Black Dynamite is a fantastic movie.
Great movie.
But a lot of what Black Dynamite did kind of riffed on Dolomite and the Rudy Ray Moore films.
Right.
So this is, the film I'm talking about is a biopic about the guy who played Dolomite. So it's like it's a set in reality. Black Dynamite is like an airplane or something, you know? It's kind of...
Okay, I'm with you.
That's
right.
An amazing film, though. I love Black Dynamite.
Let's fast forward now to this the horror film that you're just about to go on about.
Hereditary is called.
Oh.
And it stars Toni Collette and a few other people. And I'm kind of staying away because I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it tomorrow. I'm very excited.
The buzz is massive, isn't it, though? The buzz is really badass.
Yeah. Looks massively disturbing, and I love a good artful horror film, and this very much seems to be the case.
Okay, if you know about it at all, what's it? You must have some premise.
There's a creepy kid. I honestly I've tried to stay away. I don't really want to know the plot.
I've been hearing little bits of it on Twitter, or reading little bits of it on Twitter about people sort of going. The bit where, and I've never screamed so much in a theatre in my life ever, sort of thing. Like, you know, actual people losing it in the theatre alongside strangers.
Good. God, I hope that happens when I see it tomorrow.
So many horror movies, so many tricks and fancies. How do they one-up each other all the time?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about horror, as I've often said, is I love horror, but 90% of horror films are not good.
But 99% of them are not good.
Yeah, and so when a good one comes along, it's very exciting. Also out this week, another horror film called Ocean's 8. No, I'm joking, of course. Not a horror film, but a female-centric sequel spin-off of the Ocean's films. A heist movie set at the Met Ball. Was it called the Met Gala? And Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Riri, a few other people.
Are you yawning when you're saying that?
You sound like it. A little bit, maybe. I'll go see this film. There's a press screening for it tonight that I will probably attend, so I shouldn't sound too snobbish about it. But I also just want to chime in on a film that came out last week, but I've subsequently seen, and I didn't speak to you last week. It's called Upgrade.
Yep, we've seen that. I'll chuck Jogo on. Jogo went to the premiere of Upgrade. Loved it, didn't you, Jogo?
Yep. Hang on, I just need headphones for a second.
Yeah, we talked about it
a bit
last week.
I bloody loved Upgrade. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it and I thought it was fantastic.
So good, eh?
Exactly what I wanted from it. Very Verhoeven-esque and just nice, gritty, contained, and messed up and dark. So please go see that, everyone. But boy, I am excited for Hereditary.
When are we likely to see that in New Zealand?
It's already out. It came out there.
Hereditary
yesterday.
Is it? It came out yesterday.
Yes.
All right. Fire in your reports. Fire in your reports, listeners. If you've seen that, I'd be keen to just get a one sentence review from everyone that's seen that. Would be great. I'm 53.95. That'd be awesome. And to you, Fabian Fanboy, I wish you well. I'll speak to you again next week in Hollywood, Los Angeles, California.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Speaking of spooks and specters and all things, whoa!
I could sleep. I could sleep. I could sleep. When I lived alone, is there a ghost in my house? I could sleep. I could sleep. I
BFM News.
Ata Maria, good morning, ko te sabane, tokoingua, ko te waru karaka, it's 8 o'clock. The Argentinian football team has cancelled their match with Israel ahead of the World Cup. The move comes as more ethical sporting decisions coincide with the growing pressure being placed on Israel by Palestinian solidarity groups. Spokesperson for Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, Jan-Free Wakeham, says major sport boycotting for events such as the World Cup were successful in ending apartheid in South Africa and could be used with the Israel conflict.
This is a good model on which Palestinians can base their argument that Israel should be expelled from FIFA. They feel as if they should be going much further to pull in this rogue state, really.
Wakeham says there are a lot of states that are supportive of Palestine and this could be very worrying for Israel. An art exhibition in Christchurch is giving migrants and refugees a platform to share their stories. The exhibition, titled A Collective Voice, is hoping to bridge the gap between visitors and the refugees. Creator Tiffany Singh says the project aims to remove biases and talk about refugees as people rather than statistics. In collaboration with the Auckland Resettled Community Coalition, the project is a combination of film, art and storytelling. The exhibition will be held at the Centre for Contemporary Art until the 5th of August and will be gathering stories from around the country for the next 5 years. A New Zealand firm has been fined over its involvement with supplying North Korea an aircraft and replacement parts. 95BFM reporter Angus has more.
Hamilton-based company Pacific Aerospace sold the 10-seater plane in 2015, which was later spotted at a North Korean event in military colours. The export of the three replacement parts in 2016 violated a UN ban on supplying luxury goods to North Korea. Judge John Bergsing fined the firm $74,000 and says the breach leads countries to question New Zealand's implementation of UN sanctions. Pacific Aerospace says they accept the penalty and will mitigate the risk of this happening again. Angus Coker-Grant, 95BFM.
British Supreme Court says Northern Ireland abortion laws are incompatible with the European Convention on Human Rights. If the ruling opposed direct change because of legal details, the judge's decision invites politicians to do something about it. Northern Ireland legislation authorises abortion only if the woman's life is at stake and admits to exception. The Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission, which brought the case, now calls for a change of legislation in the British Parliament. This comes 2 weeks after the Republic of Ireland voted in a landslide referendum to repeal a constitutional ban of abortion, paving the way for legislation in the coming months. A mosque in the Iraqi capital Baghdad was destroyed by explosions yesterday, taking lives and injuring others. At least 17 people were killed by the bombs and 80 were left wounded. The mosque is said to be used by supporters of Shara cleric Muqtada Sadr, who leads a nationalist alliance. The government says the explosions are being investigated, but it appears to be a detonation of an ammunition cache during a transfer from the mosque to a vehicle. Mr. Sadr encourages those affected to be patient while the investigative committee would report to him within 3 days. And that's the news.
It's the 95BFM Traffic Report.
Ki ngā wakahaere o ngā huanui mātua o Tamaki Makaurau in Nainae. What's happening on Auckland's motorways? On the northern motorway northbound, it's heavy across the Harbour Bridge. And on the northern motorway southbound, it's heavy from Upper Harbour Highway through to Oniwa Road. And on the southern motorway southbound, it's heavy and congested from Redoubt Road through to Hill Road. And then on the southern motorway northbound, it's heavy and congested from Takanini through to Hill Road and then again across the Harbour Bridge. And on State Highway 28, George Bolt Memorial Drive outbound, it's heavy from State Highway 20 through to Kirkbride Road. And on Route 12 outbound, it is heavy from State Highway 1 through to Green Lane. And inbound, it's heavy from Mount Albert Road through to Green Lane. And that's your traffic.
The 95BFM Traffic Report.
A 95BFM weather update.
Ki ngā wakahaere o ngā huanui mātua o Tamaki Makaurau in Nainae. Oh, sorry, that's traffic. Anei ngā tohu huarere mō tēnei rā. Here's your weather for today. fine and sunny with light southerly winds, a high of 17, an overnight low of 6, and sunset tonight is at 11 minutes past 5. And that's your weather.
That was a 95 BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
And I believe that you have our surf report this morning?
I sure do.
From the dark room to the green room, it's the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear, professional photographics.
Kina Taire o Tangaroa Inaine. Now here's your surf report for today. Ki te Taira Whiti on the east coast, there's 0 to 1 foot easterly swells with southerly offshore winds. Taitimu low tide is at 12 minutes past 8 this morning, and Taipari high tide is at 18 minutes past 2 this afternoon. It's a 1 out of 10 on the east coast today. Ki te Taihoa Uru on the west coast, there's a 4 to 5 foot southwesterly swell with southerly cross-shore winds. Taitimu low tide is at 20 to 11 this morning, and Taipari high tide is at 10 to 5 tonight. It's a 2 out of 10 on the west coast with messy onshore swells. That's your news, traffic, weather and surf. I'm Tess, and it's 7 minutes past 8.
Thank you very much, Tess.
That was the 95 BFM Surf Report. Thanks to Pro Gear, professional photographics. Hang 10.
Down, down, down. It is 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Very good morning to you this morning. If you're listening to BFM outside of Auckland, hi. Where are you? Whoa, eh? And if you're just a regular, good old fashioned, loving legacy listener from Auckland, good morning to you too. And how's your Tamaki Makaurau looking? Beautiful today. Look at that. Look at that. That sunrise this morning was pretty spesh. You lucky bums. See, you think my bum may be lucky? Joe Guy, you're a gambler. Nothing can hold me back from this city. I've been here amongst the times that were hard. I'm looking around and seeing no changes. No changes. Someone had told me once, don't drown. yeah, Solar Rosa. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Featuring Noah Slee. It's back to you. What about the loving sentiments of Boss Hogg, and then we'll get into Travelling Tunes. This is a great song. I haven't heard this for ages. Divine and Simplicity. Oh, that reminds me of the Simplicity Beatdown. Just saying. BFM! Woo!
Late in the evening, I fall down drunk. You got me feeling not drunk, but drowned too. Dig you.
Kirsten Zemke.
The good doctor is in the house. Good morning, Dr. Zemke.
Good morning.
Happy Friday morning to you.
Yeah. Yay.
Here we are. We're in the segment called Travelling Tunes. And
yes,
what instrument from around the world do you wish to highlight today?
So today we have the castanets.
The castanets. A cheap but vital instrument.
Very cheap, yes. Although apparently if you want to get a good pair, and you need two pair,
yeah,
right? Because it's a pair in each hand.
They talk to each other.
If you want to get a good pair, you pay about 150, 180 euros, but they will last you a lifetime.
180 euros for a two pair of castanets.
But that's for good ones. But apparently you can buy cheap ones everywhere, especially in Spain. So there are two...
Let's start. Which part of the body? Is it the feet? Is it the feet that use the castanets?
No,
is it perhaps the belly?
The feet.
The belly?
No, it is not the belly.
Is it the lungs? Do we have to blow the castanets?
You may, but that makes no sound at all. But it looks cool.
Is it the plucking of the castanets, perhaps?
No, it's the hands. Los manos.
And the fingers.
Yeah, so it's like a clamshell in each hand. And
with a hinge, with a hinged clamshell.
Yeah, well, the hinge is just like a string, which so that you can wrap around fingers and pull it tighter or looser, you know, depending on how you want it. And in your left hand, you're playing more like a bass line, you know, just the hit of the beat. And in your right hand is you're playing your doot-a-doots.
Really?
Yeah, so it's sort of like a little orchestra in your hands.
Right, right. Now, is that
And I don't, you know, could any of us actually do that with one hand's doing that and one hand's doing that? And no.
I can't look.
And then there's a...
I've often imagined myself as a mysterious señorita.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. It's an instrument for dancers. Like the dancer.
Do you see me dancing now? Do you see?
So hot in here. Is it hot in here? Woohoo! It's flaming flamingo.
Right, okay.
So this first lady we're going to play, Lucero.
We're locked in there for
Lucero. She is one of the best in the world. So she was a dancer. And when you're doing Spanish flamenco dancing, apparently it's not authentic, but everyone's been doing it now forever. So
it's so cool. Flamenco dancing is so cool. It's so cool.
And so you actually kind of you don't see them. They're kind of in your hands. It's sort of almost like a mystery. Like, how is she doing that?
Has she got a cricket in her hand?
That's right. That's right. Yes, and they are made of wood, beetle. So you do get that nice sort of crickety sound. And so she's the goddess of the castanets, and she performs with orchestras all over the world. Composers have written songs for her to play the castanets. She's an old lady now.
I love your pronunciation of castanets.
But when she was young, she was a flamenco dancer. So... Do we have
we fire Lucero? In your fingers.
So she performs with orchestra or else with guitar or piano. And
Lucero.
She's the bomb.
Lucero. Is that castanets there? That's it right. Wow.
You can sing along with them. You know how, like, some instruments you can, some you can't. So that's not her singing. That's a man singing.
Well, you could just be sitting in the lounge and bust this out, couldn't you, if you're a castanet player?
Oh, yeah. But you got to move. You got to get them dance. Now, I don't think they've mic'd it, but I'm sure if you saw it live, you'd get interaction with the feet.
Stamping, oh, I love that stuff.
On your shoes, and then you're doing this on top.
So spicy.
I'm trying to hear, like, what left hand and right hand.
She's sort of Metallica playing her castanets.
You're right.
That's really quick, man. That's really...
It's just doing, you know, like, pinky ring finger, you know, just that... You know, like what you do on your desk?
Well, it's all very good way to say that, but, you know.
Oh, I know. And then...
Well, that's awesome.
And then with that other hand doing...
That's not I'm going to sleep music. That's let's get ready to party music. That's what he's saying. I'm getting ready to party. I'm not going to bed.
Yeah, it's probably drinking alone music, though.
I think
at a bar, you know, an old little Mexican bar.
Sounds like the music of flirting to me.
Yeah, well, you can catch
You might be singing about fishing or something.